Number 74. Vir Heroicus Sublimus. 1950-51 by the American artist Barnett Newman, 1905-1970. Oil on canvas. 7 feet 11 inches high by 17 feet 9 inches in length. 242 by 542 centimeters.
This is an abstract expressionist painting, but it does not at first glance convey the expressive handling of paint that you might associate with Jackson Pollock or Willem de Kooning. This is a great field of monochromatic red, a deep, saturated red. From top to bottom, from side to side, it's over 100 square feet of red. It's not the glossy red of a sports car. It's not as bright as that. It's not the dark, liquid red of blood, either. Instead, it has a matte finish and perhaps the shade of a field of poppies. It's not just that it is impossible to put a name on a particular shade of color. It's also that such a large, flat expanse of red can seem to change even as you look at it. This expanse of color is interrupted by 5 thin vertical stripes. Newman called these zips. Each is an inch or two wide, but no two are exactly alike. Starting at the left, the first, about 18 inches from the edge, is a lighter, orangier red than the dominant color of the painting. This zip is imperfect and uneven, particularly along its edges. The next, another 4 feet over, is bright white and seems to boldly divide the painting into 2 unequal parts. The zip to its right is another 7 feet over, and its color is much softer and darker. It might be described as maroon. Between those 2 vertical stripes is an almost perfect square of red in the center of this enormous canvas. The next vertical stripe is about 2 feet from the right edge of the painting. It's the same orange color as the one on the far left, and just slightly wider. The final zip is tan and almost looks like raw canvas, but closer examination shows that it, too, is paint. About 2 inches wide and about an inch from the right edge of the unframed, stretched canvas. In the lower left corner is the artist's signature and the year, 1950. Just below it, the artist apparently went back in the following year and added a plus sign, the number 51, and his initials, BN. We know that in that year, Newman added the zip closest to the right-hand edge of the painting.
To hear the collection tour audio on this work, press 403.